And hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is A Walk Through the Mind, a moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't take those ideas for ourselves and go out and get the conversation started with friends, family, the people we meet on the street, or maybe we just get those gears turning within our own heads and see where it takes us. So I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to do it. I'm going to reach my hand out. I'm going to touch that third rail. We're going to talk about politics today. The fun kind of politics, which includes Donald Trump. Bum, bum, bum. All the news, so much news about Donald Trump. I even hate to admit it, but I've been watching Good Morning America since I figured out how to get the TV working out down here. And they're obsessed with him. He's going to get arrested. There's going to be riots and chaos, and everything's going to burn down. But he's going to get arrested. We're going to take him out, finally. Now, as far as I recall, ever since he made the announcement for running for president back in 2015 or whatever it was, way back in the day, the walls have been closing in on him. He's going to get arrested. He's not going to make it. He's going to get indicted and impeached. Well, he did get impeached once, tried for impeachment twice, but never kicked out of office, never stopped for going into office. Still got time before 2024 to figure out when or if he'll be able to make it, when he might go to jail, if he goes to jail. But this recent media frenzy that's been going on has been about the hush payment to Stormy Daniels still. I thought this case was over and it popped up. And all I can think about is there's no such thing as bad publicity. Love him or hate him, I can see both sides of the argument to President Trump. But he's getting airtime, and that's getting him to have his message pushed. There's an article I've pulled from 2016 that says Donald Trump earned $2 billion in free media coverage, the study shows. That's pretty good money for not having to pay to get your name out there to say that you're doing something. And this obsession, this attempt to knock him down a peg, just keeps his name in the news. Just kind of keeps reminding you that that crazy man is running for president yet again. Again, love him or hate him. You know that he's on a ticket. Then at the same time, I don't know if you could get away necessarily with not talking about him, but at the same time, that's exactly what happened to Tulsi Gabbard. I guess I'll have to dig out that interview she did with Megyn Kelly years ago, where she spoke out against the Democratic Party and they just kind of pulled her advertising, quit paying for it all. Plenty of other examples, I'm sure, are out there where when the party's done supporting you, they just stop supporting you. They make sure that you are a non-threat. And I have to give it to President Trump for swindling, tricking the Republicans into taking him on, taking him under their wing. Because now they can't really get rid of him. Democrats obviously don't want him. And the Republicans are between a rock and a hard place. Because the Republican, that yacht club, would really, really, really like to win all sorts of nominations of Senate and Congress. And they'd like the points of saying a Republican won the presidentship. But they don't like Donald Trump because he is not as controllable as they would like, for whatever reason. Or maybe he's plenty controllable, and I'm just a fool for believing that Donald Trump has a free mind of his own at some point. But if the Republicans push Donald Trump to the side, I will ask the question, how many independents does that take from the sway of the board? Is that enough to secure a Joe Biden win for re-election? That'd be something embarrassing for the Republicans. They can't have that. Or maybe, dare I touch it, I'm reaching, here we go again. Feel that electricity of the third rail and maybe the fourth or fifth rail. When I say that the Democrats might not want Joe Biden to run again, they're in between a rock and a hard place trying to figure out who they choose to run. And so if both parties kick Donald Trump to the curb, it takes a whole lot of independence and deflates both parties all at once. What a tough spot to be in as a yacht club person. But all of this doesn't really get us anywhere. My original aspiration for the first term of Donald Trump, the original term of Donald Trump, I should say, the only term, how do we want to phrase this, was to, for us to take a step back and recognize and realize how much power that Congress has ceded to the presidentship, how much we as a society have given up on the interviewing process of our elected officials. And granted, at the national level, it does become very convoluted because there are so many people and there are so many dollars out there in order for us to be funneled into one direction or another. And with a little bit of collusion from the media corporations on needing a certain amount of money to be able to be on the stage to have your arguments heard, definitely dwindles down that available set of options for people to elect. And 330 million people are supposed to elect one person to represent them for a global representative. As crazy as that might be, I mean, we could have individuals that are just kind of born into that representative situation with a little bit more power in their edicts. So how do we balance it? I've got no answers on balancing it. But I do see us feeding the radicals. And by us, the ones that continue to retweet and emphasize and sit there and go, Donald Trump's getting arrested. Donald Trump's not getting arrested. Both sides of that argument. And I actually kind of found it kind of funny as I was looking for some last minute information, seeing if I wanted to take this in a little bit different of a direction, but came across an interview of former New York City Governor Andrew Cuomo. That individual dropped off the map in my mind. I hadn't heard anything about him. And lo and behold, he makes the news that he actually falls, I don't want to say moderate, pragmatic, maybe, reasonable to a point, may have his very strong beliefs. But even he has an issue with all of these people going after Donald Trump.
You have a cynical public. They don't believe anyone. And when you start to see these prosecutors bringing political cases, it just affirms everybody's cynicism. I don't believe any of this. I don't believe a Democratic prosecutor just happens to be attacking a Republican. I don't believe a Republican prosecutor just happens to be attacking a Democrat. I think it's all politics. And I think that's what the people of this country are saying. And it just feeds that anger and that cynicism and the partisanship. Hi, it's a coincidence that Bragg goes after Trump and Tish James goes after Trump and Georgia goes after Trump. That's all a coincidence. And I think it feeds the cynicism. And that's the cancer in our body politic right now.
Color me surprised. A Democrat governor who I thought I would never agree with anything on said something that I can agree with on. Nice and easy of his examples right there to point out all of the people going after Donald Trump. He does say a couple different times throughout that interview as well that was a, speaking of the interview, it was roundtable with John Castamatis. I will try and do the link in the show notes, but the way they want to offer that link, it may be kind of convoluted in how it gets listed. But Andrew Cuomo had brought up a couple different times that the radical left is pulling really way too hard on the moderate Democrats. And he gave the example of when John McCarthy was trying to get elected into top dog seat in the Congress. And you had those 15 ultra-mega Republicans holding off, preventing him from getting anything done. And so all this media hype, all this media hyperbole, feeding the radicals, feeding the people, the piranhas, the edge of the waters on both sides, blowing things out of proportion. There's a lot of us that want to just kind of sit in the middle, be left alone, believe the gays should be able to protect their weed plants with their AR-15s. Is that how the saying goes? And so I do believe we are on the path to a stronger, more resilient union on a national level. I think each individual state needs to quit being a sibling and beating up on the other one. But we're all teased out and stretched out, putting too much energy into arguing and fighting. We need to work together. It's what family is supposed to do. Family doesn't always get along, but family's family, right? And so, as a simple, easy example, again, all played out for Andrew Cuomo. Still alive and kicking. Still making prominence. I'd say listen to the interview. It's not terrible. It's kind of him just making sure he's still on the stage. But again, he's willing to have the conversation. He's willing to push an idea and come to the table and talk it out. And again, there's hope for us yet. I thoroughly believe that. And I've been Billy Bones. B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. Not running for governor, not running for state office. Not here to fling poo at the walls either. I'm just here to have the conversation. If you want to continue this conversation, you find me on Twitter, at Billy Bones. You find me on Mastodon, the Fediverse, at Billy Bones, at noagendasocial.com. Got a website? BillyBones.com. Remember, that is spelt with the number 3 instead of the letter E. You can find links to show notes. Got a handful, just a couple speckled into this one today. There's also links to past episodes and the show notes therein for those. Email. There's a link for email, and there's a link that says V for V, value for value. I release this podcast free of charge, no advertisers, no corporate sponsorships telling me what I can or cannot say, in hopes that you find value in just a little bit of it, something enough to get that conversation going. If you did, fantastic. The first thing that I ask that you do is you give this show a share. Maybe someone else finds that talking point, gets the gears turning, or just find something out that they didn't know was happening. But if you feel that this show is worth a monetary value, be that the US dollar or Satoshis, teeny tiny bits of Bitcoin, you're in luck. I accept both forms of currency. And today, I'd like to thank Sir Sean of the Allegheny Valley for his $15 monthly donation. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for keeping these lights on. I would also like to give a thank you to Weirdo for streaming some Satoshis. Brought in 2,800 Satoshis. Thank you very much for your support on that one as well. But if you need a little bit more physical, tangible exchange of value, go to tabletopwoodworks.com. It's my little home business. Exploding outhouses and dice towers for the time being. Working on a project, getting that finished up for a customer, and I already got two other customers lined up for commissioned products as well. But I'd like to thank you again for listening. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week.